welcome to the first ever official episode of the Roblox News by It's Caden podcast. This podcast will cover the latest Roblox news hosted by me, content creator It's Caden. This podcast delivers the latest news, updates and issues in the community. Whether it's new game releases, in-game items, platform changes, I have you covered. This episode will be about the Roblox botting problem and how it is ruining the game. If you haven't already, grab your popcorn and settle down. If you don't know already, people have been botting in popular Roblox games and using exploits. For example, in Murder Mystery 2, they have been flying under the map, catching coins before they spawn. With all the coins, they purchase limited time items in the shop and sell them on popular selling sites like eBay. The owners of the bots are racking up thousands of dollars each week from kids buying weapons with their mum's credit card. On a Creecraft stream, a fan had sent him an email stating how he had made a Python script for the website that scans every server in a game and looks if it is full of bots, alt accounts or not. It was found for Pet Simulator 99, a game by Preston and the Big Games community, had 90% of the players were bots or alternative accounts. To be precise, 90.96%, almost 91%. That's crazy. For Petsco, another big game made by Preston and the Big Games developers, the percentage of bots or alt accounts was 87.49%, almost 90%. The players at the time were 71,920. This means roughly about 62,922 players were either bots or alt accounts. The Pet Simulator 99 game is really easy to AFK. If there is an event world going on, you can finish it within 20 minutes and start AFK for 1 to 2 weeks and get many rewards in the game. I've done an experiment before using two accounts using a software called UG Phone, where you can buy multiple phones online and access them on your laptop, your mobile phone, or any device really. Many big creators have used these for experiments for an online phone. It was very easy to AFK and the rewards were a lot. Many bot owners, if they hatched a huge in Pet Simulator 99, they would trade it to a disposable account and sell it on popular selling sites, aka eBay, Facebook Marketplace, or even the dark web. When I investigated eBay for Pet Simulator 99 items, I was shocked. You could get 1 billion gems for £5.85. Over 1,116 of these items were sold. 1.116 trillion gems distributed and £6,528.60 of profit to the bot owners. And that's not even including scams, since some of these may be scams. And sometimes players may fall for the scams and have money taken away. There are even shops dedicated to selling this type of item. We had a look at one of them on eBay, and they were selling bundles, gems, huge pets and even Titanics. Let's look at the huge festival. 223 have been sold for 99 pence. 300 available, that's £223. This is a massive load of money just for 2 weeks of being on eBay, but it is also breaking the terms of service of Roblox and also possibly eBay. Let's move over to Murder Mystery 2. If you head over to Roblox and look at the servers for MM2, you can see a bunch of bacon hairs. Before, you would think that bacon hairs are new players that just joined the game, but now you think that bacon hairs are hats and botters. In MM2, bots use hacks and exploits to fly under the map. They check when the coins spawn and then they go there instantly to claim the coins. They use these coins to buy limited time items and they rack up thousands of dollars each week, just like the Pet Simulator 99 situation. This is also like in many AFKable games, for example, Fish, Pets Go, Pet Simulator 99, Adopt Me, and many others. The developers of these games have tried to ban these bots and hackers. For example, the Pet Simulator News 69 on Twitter have shown a video where the developers have sent out in the chat that they have banned over 250 accounts. But there is too many. This issue needs to be sorted ASAP, and Roblox has to do something about it. Roblox has way many more players than Fortnite, but how many of these players are actually bots? I've contacted Roblox for their statement, but they are still yet to respond. Thank you so much for listening today, and if you have liked this podcast, don't forget to follow, and in the next episode, we will be covering the response of the statement by Roblox. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.